We're back on Castle Country Focus with Lori Huntsman. She is the Zero Fatalities Outreach Coordinator for the state of Utah. We've been talking about the website that they have put up, all kinds of great information on there. And now we're going to spend some time talking about the five benefits and the five things that your kids should do to be a good driver and help them as they, you know, continue their journey of driving and driving safely. Lori, let's go ahead and just lay them all out there for them.
All right. Our first one is driving alert, and that means we don't want to be behind the wheel if we are feeling drowsy. If you've had less than 6 hours of sleep, your chances of falling asleep at the wheel triples, and so we really encourage you to make sure that you've had a good night's rest before you get behind the wheel. If you're going to be driving further than 100 miles, it's a good idea to stop and take a break every 2 hours and just get the blood circulating, get your metabolism going again, and wake yourself up. If you're driving alone, you're more likely to find yourself drowsy. And so if you're taking a long trip, it's a good idea to have a passenger with you. If you're driving through the night or mid-afternoon, seem to be the time when most people fall asleep at the wheel. And we want to make sure that you're not taking any medications that might cause drowsiness and get behind the wheel, like antidepressants or antihistamines, cold tablets, things like that. If you're working more than 60 hours a week, you probably don't want to go on a long trip after you've finished a busy schedule like that. And so those are just some ideas of things we can do to stay alert behind the wheel. The second focus area is driving focused. We want to avoid those distractions that can take our minds and our eyes off of the road. You know, most people, when they think of distracted driving, the first thing they think about is our phones. And phones can be a big distraction, and they are causing crashes. But probably the number one, I know the number one reason for teens' distractions are their friends. And so we want to make sure that we follow that graduated driver's license law, which doesn't allow friends in the car for the first 6 months of your licensure. Other ways that we can be distracted is by eating, grooming, and even our own thoughts can distract us from focusing on the road. Have you ever driven down the road and suddenly realized you're going the wrong direction? You're headed to work instead of the grocery store because you're just so wrapped up in your thoughts, you're not paying attention. So it's really important that we make sure that when we're driving, all of our thoughts are on the road. Another good idea is all of your smartphones have in settings a do not disturb while driving mode. And so you can go to that and set that up so that anytime you're in a moving vehicle, your car will not alert you when a text or a phone call or an email comes in. And so you don't have to be tempted by those distractions. And then our third one is drive calm. We need to get those aggressive drivers off of our roads. And the best way to avoid driving aggressive is to plan ahead. Make sure you give yourself plenty of time to get to your destination, and that will help prevent you from wanting to speed or run red lights. It will help you remember to come to full stops at the stop signs. It will hopefully keep you from tailgating, weaving in and out of traffic, doing all those things that you do when you're behind schedule. You know, my husband always says to our kids when he was teaching them how to drive, he told them, to drive like everybody else on the road is an idiot. In other words, be a defensive driver. Do what you need to do to avoid those aggressive drivers because they are out there. And in fact, with the pandemic, we've noticed a rise in aggressive driving and speeding. And so just make sure that you don't get behind the wheel if you are upset or angry, if you've had some bad news, if you've been in a fight with someone, don't go for a drive to calm down. Go for a walk to calm down. Don't get behind the wheel when you're having those kinds of anger issues or you're emotionally distraught. Another one is number four is to drive sober. never get behind the wheel if you are using alcohol or drugs. And we even have to think about prescription and over-the-counter drugs. A lot of those say on the label, do not drive heavy equipment while using this medication. And your car is considered heavy equipment. They're not just talking about bulldozers and cats there. They're talking about even getting behind the wheel of a vehicle. And so pay close attention to those labels and make sure that if you plan on drinking and you're intoxicated, that you've made arrangements to get home safer. And never get in the car with someone that you know is under the influence. And be a good friend and take the keys away from that friend if they're trying to drive in that condition, because they may be mad at you now, but I promise you, in the long run, it's better than what could happen if they got behind the wheel and were the cause of a car crash. And then our fifth behavior is the simplest behavior of them all, and that's just to always drive buckled. If you just never have any excuses for taking off that seatbelt, you just have got to ignore those excuses. You hear lots and lots of different things like, it should be my own choice, me not wearing a seatbelt doesn't affect anyone but me. But the truth is, if you are not seatbelted, you become a projectile, and you could hurt or injure anybody else in your car. Or if you're thrown from the driver's seat when someone hits you, then you lose control of the car, and then it could hurt someone else, too. We need to make sure that our children are in the proper sized car seat for their sizes. Make sure that that shoulder strap is going across their collarbone and that the lap belt is crossing the hips. If the seat belt is not in that position, it can do damage to your internal organs. If you put that seatbelt under your arm, then you're just asking for injuries that are internal that could have been prevented if you had worn it correctly. And we don't want you to get comfortable when you're in the car. By that I mean don't lay your seat back, because the seatbelt will not work properly if you are in a reclined position while traveling. So those are the five things we would like everyone to focus on: driving alert, driving focused, driving calm, driving sober, and drive buckled every ride, every time.
All right, we've been speaking with Lori Huntsman. She is the Zero Fatalities Outreach Coordinator for the state of Utah. Now, on the Zero Fatalities site, you have parent nights that are scheduled. You have one more in the month of April, and you said you're going to have more come up in May as well. So people, how do they go in and sign up for those?
Yes, if you go to zerofatalities.com and then you click on the icon that says Parent Night, you can scroll up and there will be a list of dates and times. You're welcome to click on any of those dates and times, and you will register to attend one of our webinars. They are fantastic. Our presenter is interactive. He is engaging. And there are a lot of great tips given. In fact, probably the number one comment we get from people who attend our parent nights is everybody should be required to take this or go to this presentation every couple of years. It's so good to be reminded of the things we need to do to drive safe. And we do have them in May. We will have them twice a week, and then in the summer months, they will be twice a month.
All right. Lori, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us and keeping everybody safe out there. It's Lori Huntsman. She is the Zero Fatalities Outreach Coordinator with the state of Utah. Once again, give them that website, Lori.
ZeroFatalities.com.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to let you go. You have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.